Thanks, everybody, for joining us again for Bridging the Gap. This is going to be our last show of the week. And today we're going to do something a little bit different. Normally we focus on county issues and county-related government, but today we're going to reach out to the city of Stanton. And we're joined today by Chad Birch. He is on the Parks and Recreation Board for the city of Stanton. He's going to give us a little insight into what's going on this summer at the park. And Chad, go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell people about what you do and we'll learn more about what the park has to offer.
Yeah, well, my name is Chad Birch. I am on the Stanton City Parks and Rec Board. That is a appointed board. We were appointed by the mayor of the city of Stanton, Dale Allen. It's a six-person board. Currently, we have myself, as well as Tommy Mays, Pam Tipton, and Janelle Brewer, and they're also on the Stanton City Council. In addition to the three of them, there is also Chad Poe and Lee Jett, and the six of us together work in conjunction with the park manager and with the city council to help move the park project, if you will, move that project forward, trying to both implement tactics and strategies for long-term growth and to make sure that we have a safe and fun environment for everyone in the community to utilize.
Well, and we've definitely seen anybody who's paid attention to the city has seen the park grow leaps and bounds, particularly just in the last few years. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's just, for some who may not be familiar, can you kind of give us an idea where is the Stanton City Park? How does somebody get there?
Yeah, so and this is especially important for out-of-town visitors. If you can get to Stanton, then getting to the park is surprisingly easy. Thankfully, every year we put the corn emblems on the road for the corn festival that we have there. And so if you follow the corn emblems on the road, it will take you straight to the Stanton City Park. That's a nice way to tell out-of-town visitors or anyone else how to get to your park without boring them with too many complicated directions. If they feel like they should put it in their GPS, then you can get to it either by 127 Halls Road or 1 Pirate Drive. Both addresses work, and that's in Stanton, Kentucky.
And if you're coming from out of town, it would be worth noting, especially for those of you I know, a lot of times we have basketball tournaments and things like that here. It's just located right behind the Powell County High School. So if you're familiar with that, coming to a regional tournament, district tournament, or a Dairy Queen Classic, something like that, we're just right there behind the park, for the city park. Additionally, I spoke earlier about how the park had really come along and made some huge changes from where it was when I was younger. And can you tell us a little bit about the features we see at the park now that maybe someone who hasn't been there in the last few years may not be aware of?
Yeah, well, since the restaurant tax went in, it's enabled us to really grow the park by, like you said, leaps and bounds. When we were both younger, the Stanton City Park basically had a basketball court, the Little League field, the baseball field that the high school played on, and the swimming pool was out there. Well, after swimming pools became popular in the county, people stopped coming out there. So we ended up filling in the swimming pool. We converted the old concession stand into a senior citizen center, which they have a new one now. And in the place where the pool was, we now have a nice sheltered stage. Adding on to that, just to give the kids something to play on when they're out there, we did install a splash park. That's one of our big features in the summer. We have workers starting about Memorial Day, and they'll be manning the splash park. And I'll talk more about that here in a little bit. In addition to the splash park, we also built two new playgrounds with a nice mulching system on the bottom, so if you fall, kids don't get scraped up or banged up too easily.
That's recycled rubber.
It is a recycled rubber mulch, and it was a little bit extra to get, but it was totally worth the money. Totally worth the money. We also have pulled out the tennis courts, which they had become dilapidated, and we now have basketball courts there, in which we host a basketball league. I'll talk about in a little bit. We've built a second Little League field. Now we're hosting Little League tournaments, a couple every year, and those are pretty big money makers, not just for the Little League, but for the community in general, both in tax revenues and just increased travel stays at the motels, people going to the eateries, places like that.
So we're seeing the park now is turning into not just something for the community, but it's a revenue generating operation as well.
Right. And as we bring in these out of town dollars, the people will come in here and they'll go to Dairy Queen, they'll go to Hardee's, McDonald's, they're in Stanton, and they'll pay a restaurant tax, and that kind of feeds back into the park. So the park it's like you said, it's a revenue generating instrument that we're trying to utilize as best we can. We've also installed a walking trail. It's one of our most popular features at the park. There's a long track and a short track. The long track, which a lot of people ask about this. We try and put it up on our Facebook page every year. The long track is a half mile. The short track is a third of a mile. And pretty much from morning until night, people are out there utilizing the walking trail. It's also accessible for people who want to ride bikes, especially if you have kids who may want to ride bikes along with you.
Well, that's wonderful. And it's good to hear that's become part of our park. I know, like I said earlier, some of the differences that you see in the park now versus a few years ago, it really, if you haven't been out there in the last half decade or so, it is definitely time to, if nothing else, go check it out. It's really become a vibrant and important part of Stanton. It's really something to see. And Chad had touched on something else I think is important, leagues that they have at the park. And I know when I was a kid, the definition of a league at the park was showing up with enough people to play full court basketball. And now we actually have organized sporting events and leagues and things. And Chad, tell us a little bit more about how that evolved and how that's working.
Sure. So we have leagues for not just youth, but also adults. So on the youth side, we have Little League Baseball, Little League T-Ball, and Youth Soccer. Those are all taking place currently at the park. Those are springtime activities. And if you go out to the park right now, I mean, good luck finding a parking spot because the parents are out there, the kids are out there, everyone's enjoying themselves and having a great time. It's really a sight to see. In addition to that, we also have an adult sport about to start up. It's our Summer Basketball League. We've had this twice a year since 2012, and we take nine teams. We get teams from all the surrounding counties pretty much, and they'll bring teams in, and we have a pretty competitive league. It's one of the, in my opinion, it's one of the better leagues, one of the better basketball leagues in the region. In the fall coming up, we'll have a youth flag football, kind of gets hosted either at the park or at the high school football field, either one, depending on what the requirements are. And then coming for the first time this fall, we'll have the middle school and high school soccer teams. We'll have our soccer field, which will be opening in the fall. And for the first time, they'll be able to host home games on a regulation soccer field. So we're very excited about that.
That's great. And now, as far as anyone who would have an interest in signing up for these leagues, I'm sure a lot of them, the sign-up period's passed and some it's not yet arrived, but is there an easy way to determine where and how to sign up for these? Is it through social media or calling the city office? What would be the best way to go about knowing when it's appropriate to sign up to join one of these?
Definitely. Social media is one of the best ways to not only see when signups might be happening, but also just to ask the question on when signups might be happening if you don't see something on the page. We're located on Facebook, Stanton City Park. We're also located on Twitter at Stanton City Park. You can reach us through both of those methods, and someone will typically respond as soon as they can. And you can find out whatever information you need to know about the leagues from those.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Now, I know that it's not just sporting leagues, though. The city park does a really tremendous job, and hats off to you guys, in providing a lot of different events at the park. Things that maybe if you're not athletically minded, there's still a place for you, and there's still events here at the park to keep you engaged and to bring the community in. Can you tell us a little more about some of those?
Yeah. So some of the events we have at the park, and these are very big events. We try and make sure we have a really good environment to host large-scale events that draw people in from, like I said, not just our county, not even just the surrounding counties, but even, you know, the whole Appalachian Eastern Kentucky region, and sometimes even further. Some of the events we have, the big ones, obviously, the Corn Festival, which occurs the first weekend in August. That's a very big event. Also, Relay for Life is held at the Stanton City Park, and that occurs in October. It's a very big event. We also have some recurring events at the park. For instance, we started a Music in the Park series a couple years ago, and that's really, really starting to take off. We're getting a lot of traction thanks to Jessica Begley and Avery Crabtree. Both are just tremendous in bringing that effort.
Well, and they have guests from time to time, too, beyond just themselves.
Yep.
It's really an interesting thing to see.
Yep. They'll bring in various musicians from from the community, and they'll invite people who are just there who might want to come up on stage and sing. It's a really open, beautiful event. That's every Thursday, starting, I believe, in the middle of May. And that will run all through the summer into the fall until it really gets about too cold to have it. And that's in the evenings on Thursday. I think it's about 5:30 or 6, sometime like that at night. And then our big event, our next big event coming up will be your Stanton City Park Out of School Park Bash. This is our fifth annual Out of School Park Bash, I believe. It's a tremendous event that we put on. We run the Splash Park for free. We'll have food provided, we have donations from Pepsi in LA usually, Grippo's Potato Chips here in town. David Tipton's always really good to help us out. Little Debbie's, also here in town, Marty Denniston, tremendous to work with, as well as Pete Thomas at Dairy Queen. Really, really helps us out with the hamburgers and hot dogs. We get some help from Save-A-Lot and Kroger usually. It's a very big event. We'll have bounce houses for the kids. Like I said, the Splash Park will be free all day long, and WSKV will be there playing music, taking requests, and giving out prizes. So it's really a top-notch event. There may even be some other surprises this year, so keep an eye open for that. That event is going to be on Saturday, June 3rd, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So be sure to mark your calendars or check the Stanton City Park Facebook page, because we'll have the event on there. It's a great way to find out some more information about that event.
Well, and you talked about the Splash Park there and it being open at no cost and all day, and that's great. But tell us a little bit more, because the Splash Park was a really interesting thing when it came in. It was it was unique to our area. It's not something we had seen done in Stanton. And tell us a little bit more about it and what went into having that in the community and how someone can take advantage of it.
Yeah, that was it was a very big construction effort. It's our biggest project that we kind of run each year, since we have to actually have employees there to monitor and maintain the Splash Park. It typically runs $2 a day for kids, parent supervision, obviously. We sell drinks, some light concessions there at the Splash Park also. There are about, I want to say, maybe 12 different splash amenities for the kids to run through, get soaking wet, and go hug their parents whenever it's all said and done. It's really fun to watch. But it's $2, like I said, it was $2 a day for kids, or for birthday parties and special occasions, you can rent the Splash Park. I believe it's $100 to rent the Splash Park, and an extra $25 if you want to rent the pavilion. And if you want to rent the Splash Park or the pavilions, you can contact the Stanton City Hall at 663-6474. And we'll repeat that number at the end of the broadcast.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. And it's nice to have those kind of options for the community around here. We all know how hot it gets in the summer, and it's great to turn your kids loose. And frankly, I have a four-year-old. It's safe to say it's not always bad to wear them out.
Oh, definitely.
But beyond that, is there any more information we specifically need to know? Can you kind of tell us where to, we talked about Facebook and Twitter, but just to kind of recap, like you said, to get the number back out to people, where can we go for more information, and how can people at home learn more about the park?
Terrific places for information, as we stated, social media, Facebook and Twitter, at Stanton City Park, or on Facebook. You can just search for Stanton City Park. If you want to talk to the Stanton City Parks and Rec Board directly, we have meetings usually at the Stanton City Park when it's warm. In the colder months, we have them at the Stanton City Hall. It's the first Tuesday of every month at 6 o'clock.
And everyone's invited to come
out. It's a public meeting. We encourage the public to come out, ask questions, give feedback, any concerns or information. Like I said, every first Tuesday at 6 o'clock. And then if you need some direct information, you can contact Stanton City Hall at 606-663-6474. And another big thing to really remind people, if you see any trouble at the park, don't hesitate to dial 911. We want to have as safe of an environment as possible for this community.
And as also 911 director, let me back that up and say we are always eager to take those calls. And if you see something, say something. We can't have a safe and adequate park for our community if we let bad people take advantage of our own willingness to kind of look the other way.
So absolutely.
It is very important that if these issues arise, you let us know and we'll have somebody down there ASAP. Well, thanks again, everybody, for tuning in this week. We've really appreciated it. We'll be back again next week with more Bridging the Gap. And thanks, Chad, for your time.
Thank you very much.